Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We have Dr. Steve Wellum with us again today to talk about his new book, Systematic Theology. It's volume one of that is out, and we've been working our way through. We have gone through the first four chapters. That's part one of the book so far. And in that first part of the book, Steve, you covered what's traditionally understood as prolegomena, but you did it with a bit of a contemporary twist. You've tried to put our work of systematic theology into its contemporary philosophical milieu. We kept coming back to the all-important issue of the unique role of scripture in theology. If theology is a study of God, then we must look to see what God has said. And so that's now the topic you take up next in part two. And before we get into that, I thought maybe you could clarify something for us. It's been a kind of a puzzling question. It's really not a great consequence, but a rather puzzling question for people as to which study to take up first, the doctrine of God or the doctrine of Scripture. If Scripture is a subset of the doctrine of God, then logically the doctrine of God has priority. But if you're going to study the doctrine of God, you have to look what God has said. And so Scripture takes the priority, and that's the route you've taken. Do you want to elaborate on that at all?
Yeah, I mean, it's an excellent question. And of course, they're inseparable, right? So you can't say them both at the same time, right? So you have to eventually make a decision as to which comes first. So I decided to start with the doctrine of revelation, God's word, and then tie it to the entire doctrine of scripture, because we don't know who God is apart from his revelation of himself. Now, we can talk about, as we will, natural revelation and so on, yet we uniquely need a special revelation, a word revelation that gives us, you know, his character, his promises, his plans, his purposes, what he has done for us in Christ. So that's why I begin with the doctrine of revelation, the doctrine of scripture. But as you can see, in you know, we'll talk about chapter five and so on, I'm linking together constantly the word of God and then with God, right? So the God word and then a God word scripture relationship, that you can't have one without the other. So I'm very much aware of the discussion that they're inseparable. So for presentation purposes, you have to start somewhere. Yet, yeah. If I did start with the doctrine of God, I mean, that would be appropriate. But then you always have to say, well, we know this about who God is from scripture, right? So, that's why that's first. And then out of that, and I've also tried to make very clear that the doctrine of scripture comes out of the doctrine of God, of who God is. He is a speaker, a revealer, and then the doctrine of providence, right, gives us scripture. It's not coming out of Christology per se. Some people tie scripture to Christology or the church, right? That's a common thing. Well, the church produces scripture. Well, no, it's God who produces scripture. And so those, you know, everything that's discussed there is very, very important, but that relationship is the way I decided to go with revelation, scripture first, then God.
I think logically you kind of have to, otherwise, if you start with the doctrine of God, you're going to scripture anyway. So
right.
I think you're stuck with that pretty much.
Right. You do want to make clear
absolutely.
the organic inseparable relationship between the two. And that's part of the task I've tried to do as well, is to show the interrelationship between doctrines. They're not just isolated, right? You don't have your scripture doctrine here and your doctrine of God over here. Is that all of it's grounded in who God is.